This is Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song by song podcast. Episode 169, Interludes.
We continue now with our piano interlude.
Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And we get to another bonus track from On the Third Day called Interludes. They are interludes.
Yes, yes, they are. They're not quite as powerful as quaaludes, but they still have an effect.
I wouldn't know that because I never was America's dad. No matter what a few paternity suits say. But, yeah, they're interludes.
Mm-hmm.
They're sounds. I guess Richard Tandy was playing around the synthesizer. Maybe Jeff Lynne playing around the synthesizer. Somebody playing around the cello, from what somebody said on the comments. Or something. But they were all to be parts that were in between certain songs, and very little of it was used, and it basically sounds like somebody tuning their instrument. And that's about it. It's one of those things where you go, huh, well, we got one really, really good song to put on here for bonus tracks, but how are we going to get people to buy this album otherwise? Because it's On the Third Day.
Yeah.
This isn't El Dorado. It isn't Time. It isn't New World Record. It isn't the stuff that everybody was looking forward to being released. It's On the Third Day. So, yeah. Well, let's give them something.
And they did give us something. Yeah, this whole time we've been doing this podcast, the whole time in the back of my head, what are we going to say about this one? There's not a tune here to talk about. It's a lot of very echoey cellos and violins plucking. There's some piano in there. Most of this stuff was used for the bits between tracks on the Third Day. As for interludes, I like it. But not because, oh, it's a song and I like it and it's got a really good beat and I can bug out to it. No, I like it for a whole separate sort of reasons. This has all kinds of things that I can use for bits of music to have in the background of recording projects. Like if I want some spooky music or something eerie behind me, or I need like just a lone piano or something like that for setting a scene or something old radio-ish. So, yeah, this song is... a song? This track, I think, is a more accurate term. Serves a purpose as for sound editing. And other than that, no, it's not really a listen-to kind of, oh, that was a great song kind of thing. It's got stuff there if you want something scary to happen. It's got stuff there if you're setting a mood for something spooky. And that's what you got.
That's really about it.
Yeah. This truly is a special edition album remaster bonus track of
stuff.
Know, yeah, here's one of the ingredients that was used on the album, but really nothing all that special on its own. So we're going to stick this in here. And there's some bonus tracks that you don't get on the other album. Aren't you happy as a fan? Kinda, but I don't think this would have been any great loss if it stayed hidden away in a vault for ever.
True. I would say probably the best way of describing it is a cup of sugar, couple cups of flour, and an egg do not make a cake. If they're just sitting on the counter by themselves.
Yeah. To me, it's snips and snails and puppy dog tails of parts of songs. Altogether, it does not make a whole. We've run out of things to say, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, I kind of figured this was going to be a short one.
Yep.
Which is what the wife said the first time.
Sounds a little ineffectual, doesn't it?
Got something to say about interludes? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now.
Good oil, everybody. It's me, that Dano guy, that Xanadu thing. And here's my interpretation of interludes. Not much to go on or into here. Some good noise, short melodies weaving in and out between Jeff's guitar, Richard's piano, and their three-piece string section. Not much to do with this review is that I'm currently listening to this whole thing while and during the usual 4th of July fireworks going off all around my house. Yeah, a lot of western states are downplaying the skyworks due to fires and Trump exhaustion. But in Arizona, they don't give a damn, especially this close to that evil border where they make the infinitely cool, unsafe, and batshit sane variety as compared to our USA tap water down stuff. Oh, the track. Well, again, not much meat to go on, but you do get some nifty behind-the-scenes early ELO before they could afford an entire orchestra. Not that the noisy personal background filled with fireworks doesn't spoil the mood, but for me, it's a little zip. Now if you excuse me, I got 2 out of 3 of our dogs trying to crawl underneath my chin to hide from the noise. Happy 4th of July.
Great moments in Electric Light Orchestra history.
Cut the first album together, and we did a few gigs that were very unsuccessful. I mean, it wasn't really working at all as a group on a live basis. And Roy just quit. He just walked out and said, I'll form myself a new group. And that left Jeff and I to virtually reform ELO from scratch almost. We got new people in the band, recorded the second album. And that was really the starting point as far as I was concerned. That's when the band really started to happen.
Throw some cash our way at patreon.com/ELOpod. For $1 an episode, you can hear episodes a week before they post to the world. At the $2 per episode level, you get expanded episodes heard only on Patreon. Reviews from Don Fields, the Eric's Cover ELO cover songs. Or skip all that and just hand it over directly through PayPal using the email address eloftmpodcast@gmail.com.
Well, hey, this is Dr. Troy, and now for a brief interlude. You know, I really loved listening to this week's selection. I mean, it's not very long. It sounds like the beginning of maybe an overture in addition to being an interlude for something. And it, like, goes for about a minute, then it stops and you think it's over. Then it starts again, and every time it does this, like maybe four times in 3 minutes, every time it starts again, Jeff adds something else into the mix at the beginning, and by the end, I was cracking up. I thought it was funny. It kind of reminded me of music you might hear in a Monty Python sketch or something. But again, we are hearing sausage being made, and as I said, I eat this stuff up. I love it. I love going behind the scenes of how records are made and recorded. And again, we're getting a little insight into this here. I'm suspecting there may be a longer version of this available. At least I hope there is, because I wanted to hear more. And maybe someday in the future we'll get to hear it. But as for now, I can't get enough of it. And I'll talk to you next week.
Like it, hate it, what does Madeline think?
Hi guys, today I listen to...
Interludes.
Interludes, and it was scary to never listen to it. It made me feel like I was gonna have nightmares. So, please don't listen to it ever. Bye!
Hey, she hated it!
Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep up to date on the show by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/ELOpod. Next week, episode 170, Surrender.
No, 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 no.